Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is 3:39. The Lisa Dent Show, WGN. Dean Richards filling in here today. And we've got a bunch of things to talk about. I want to dig into the Alec Baldwin decision that came down a little bit earlier this afternoon. We'll get into that a little bit later on. I wanted to remind you also that today is Thank You Thursday. Every Thursday, we give you a chance to thank anyone that you would like on the air. Teacher, first responder, your wife, your husband, your friendly talk show host who's given you so much pleasure on the radio for all of these years. You can leave, that's pathetic. You can leave a thank you message via text at 312-981-7200. You could do that right now if you want. We'll read it back later on. You can leave a message on the Lisa Dent hotline, which is 312-222-5050. You can call us up live when we actually do the segment at 5:15 this afternoon. And Thank You Thursday is sponsored by Cranberry. So I got the last-minute call to come in and do the show here today. And the producers of the show had a few things already lined up on the show. And you should have seen how happy I was when I saw this next name on our rundown sheet. It's my longtime pal, Maria Pappas.
What's up, Dean?
who I last saw at Cisteria Greek Restaurant on Toohey Avenue in Lincolnwood.
Eating like a pig.
Well, you were with friends or
family. The guys that own Fresh Farms.
Yeah, right. And I was I looked like I just got off of a Fresh Farm. I was just picking up some carryout food. I hadn't shaved. I looked like a bum, and I saw you. And I said, should I go over and say hello? I look horrible. I look terrible. I was like,
I didn't think you looked cool.
It's Maria. That's Maria.
I like your mom. I think you look great no matter what. I'm a good Greek mother. I love my son. What's the matter with you, Dean? You're the best.
I said, I've known Maria for decades. She's going to have to accept me how I am. I went over and said hello, and it's so nice to talk to you again. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I'm good. I'm always good. That's my standard answer. So people say, oh, my God, you're always good. I'm like, yeah, what do I have to complain about, you know?
Well, yeah.
I'm happy.
You know, I think people are going to be happy when they hear that they may be getting a refund from you, that some people may have overpaid their property tax bills. Explain this whole thing to me.
So we run a $20 billion operation. And believe it or not, the one thing that really matters to people, any place, above their relatives, above their aunt, their uncle, their mother, their father, their medical problems, their kids, it's their home. Because if they feel that they've got the house protected, they can protect everyone else, including everyone in the family. So when the bills come out, believe it or not, the first weekend, 80,000 people pay. It's like amazing. It's like, why are these people paying so quickly?
Yeah.
Well, with that same impetus where people pay quickly, they also mistakenly pay. So here's what happens. You're a first-time homeowner. You went to the closing, and you set up an escrow. The bill comes in February for March. It comes in your mail. You pay it. You forgot. Your escrow company paid. Now I have two $5,000 payments sitting on this property. So in essence, what I'm doing here is I know who you are. I know your routing number because you sent me a check. I'm putting the money back in your bank account, and I'm sending you a letter saying, hey, Dean, you know what? You overpaid. Check your bank account. There's $5,000 in there.
Wow.
That's one of the things that we're doing to the tune of $14 million. Then we also have people who are paying through their mortgage and bank escrow accounts. The bank paid and they paid. So we're sending them a check because the bank mistakenly paid and took money out of their escrow account.
Right.
And then finally, a lot of people pay with cash and checks, and we have to be sure that if it was cash that it's them, so we send them an application, mm-hmm. and they send it back. But this totals $47 million, wow. which is great news. Now, how do you know, Dean Richards, that you're on my $48 million list? That's the question.
I'm hoping there's a website
or someplace.
Yeah, you get
the CookTownTreasure.com.
Yeah.
It's an amazing website. We've had 87 countries come in to look at it, and they're like, why would 2 million people a month come to your website? Well, I'll tell you what. You go there, there's a little purple box in the middle of the screen called CookCountyTreasure.com. It's called Property Tax Overview. And everyone's coming to this site because they simply put in their address. Listeners, do not put in North, South, East, or West. Just put in Pearson. Don't put in East Pearson. Don't put in North Broadway. Just put in Broadway.
Okay.
The city, punch the button, and a picture of either your house, your lot, or your commercial building is going to show up.
Okay.
And it will tell you, spread across there, that you're going to get one of these refunds. But the beauty of this site is that beyond this $47 million that I'm sending back, I have also programmed this computer. It's up in 127 languages if you can't figure it out in English. And you can scroll down. What are you going to find out when you scroll down? You're going to find out going back either 20 years on a piece of property if you owned it, if you, your mortgage company, or someone that you know accidentally overpaid on your property,
wow.
and we're sitting on another $80 million there, okay? Scroll down just a little bit more, and you're going to see a four-boxed grid. It says homeowner exemption, senior freeze. Homeowner, you have to have lived in the house for a year. Senior, over 65 and lived in there for over a year. Senior freeze, over 65 and making under $65,000.
Okay.
So here's what happens there, because there's another $38 million there. If you are a homeowner who's a senior who makes under $65,000 and you forgot to apply going back, let's say, 3 years, every time you didn't get it for a year, it's $500. So I could owe you $6,000,
yeah.
because you forgot to apply. And you can do this online. You can punch apply here, and we will get your money back within 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure
there
people...
are additional exemptions,
yeah.
veterans, disabled veterans. And the reason the site is so popular is because people can come to it and get money back.
Yeah, of course. So, I'm sure people are going to have all kinds of questions. Really, the best thing to do is go to the website, take a look at it. If you've got questions, there's probably someplace there where you can submit a
You can email
a question,
our
something.
Customer service. You
yeah.
can call our office.
Okay. It's Cook County.
We'll answer any questions you have.
Yeah.
If you're disabled, call the office. We'll send someone out to the house
okay.
to help you.
CookCountyTreasurer.com. All compliments of Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. It's thank you. Thank you for all the money. Thank you for this. And thank you for joining us.
So, Dean, the next time you're out to dinner, take out your phone, and whoever you're out to dinner with,
yes.
run their address.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You can do this on your phone,
oh,
your
be
iPad.
Popular. That'll be popular at dinner, just getting random people's addresses to run
Yeah,
their...
and whoever wins picks up the bill.
Oh, okay, yeah. Whoever gets the most refund, of course. All right, now you're talking. See, you work every angle. That's why I love this woman. Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer. Thank you, my friend. It's good to talk to you. I hope I see you soon. More appropriately dressed than I was the last time I saw you.
I love you any way you're dressed.
Okay.
Period. End of case.
Careful what you wish for. Maria Pappas, let's get a check of weather and traffic. And Mary's got all the details tonight.